بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. I start with the name of Allah. I praise Him and thank Him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his Muslim followers from whatever he feared for them. In our previous class, we talked about one great companion of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. We talked about Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. In our effort to talk about the rest of the 10 companions who were given the news, they would be in paradise on the Day of Judgment. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali were the first four. We talked last time about Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, that would be number 5. Today, inshallah, we want to talk about another one of these great companions. We want to talk today about our master, Talha ibn Ubaidillah. Talha, his kunya is Abu Muhammad, and he is the son of Ubaidillah, the son of Uthman, the son of Amr, the son of Ka'b, the son of Sa'd, the son of Taym, the son of Murrah. And from that, from this point on, from Murrah, his lineage meet with the lineage of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is from Quraysh, and he is Taymi from Taym. Also with this lineage, his lineage meets with that of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Abu Bakr, we know, he is Abdullah, the son of Abu Quhafa, and the son of Amir, the son of Amr. And from that point on, his lineage is the same as the lineage of Talha radiyallahu anhu. Now, the number of parents or fathers, if you want, is the same if you count the names of the fathers from Ubaidullah, so Talha, the son of Ubaidullah, and you start from there until Murrah, you'll find there are 7 parents or father. The same thing from Abu Bakr to Murrah, there are 7, and from Abdullah, for the lineage of the Prophet, from Abdullah to Murrah, there are 7 parents. So the number of parents is equal in the case of the Prophet Abu Bakr and Talha up to Murrah. The mother of Talha was a woman from Al-Yaman called As-Sa'bah, the daughter of Al-Hadrami. Her father was Al-Hadrami. and you heard this name before, she is the sister of the great companion Al-Ala ibn al-Hadrami radiyallahu anhu. She means this his mother, the mother of Talha, and her son embraced Islam very early. Talha, in fact, is one of the early, the first 8 people to embrace Islam. Means, I'm talking about men, males. We know that Ali was one of the first, means he was the first male. Zayd ibn Haritha, the child that the Prophet raised, and Abu Bakr were those first 3 males. And then there were others, among them Uthman ibn Affan, Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. So these were the first 8 men or males to embrace Islam. And of course, he is one of those 5 among the 10 who embraced Islam through Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. We will mention to you how he embraced Islam soon. Also, Talha was one of the 6 of Shura, one of the 6 people who chose the Caliph, Umar ibn Khattab, and Uthman, and later Ali. So they were, Talha was one of those 6 of Shura. Now, he narrated several hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 2 of which Al-Bukhari and Muslim agreed to. Al-Bukhari, however, he narrated 2 hadith by himself from Talha, and Imam Muslim narrated 3 hadith from Talha, from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There is a musnad, a book by a great scholar called Baqi, the son of Makhlad. In his musnad, means in his book in which he compiled hadith of the Prophet, and they are alphabetized according to the names of the companion who narrates the hadith. In this musnad, Baqi ibn Makhlad narrated 38 hadith from Talha. 38 hadiths from Talha. So our master Talha narrated from the Prophet, and from him his sons Yahya, Musa, and Isa narrated hadith. So these 3 sons narrated from their father Talha, from the Prophet. And other people narrated from Talha, Qais ibn Abi Hazim, Abu Salama ibn Abd al-Rahman, Al-Ahnaf, Malik ibn Abi Amir, and so on. Now, features-wise, Talha was white with redness. His skin was white, having some redness. And he was of medium height, tending towards being short. He was had a very beautiful face. His chest was wide, so the distance between his shoulders was large, so broad chest. He had a lot of hair on his head, and his hair was not curly and was not straight. It was in between. The same thing as the description of the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had a huge feet, large size. His nose bridge was thin. When he walked fast. And if he turned around, he would turn all of his body, not just his hip. He would turn all of his body. And he did not dye his gray hair. He did not change the grayness of his hair. A great scholar named Ibn Sa'd, in his book called Tabaqat Ibn Sa'd, he narrated a story that carries the gist of that Talha said, I went to the bazaar or the marketplace of Busra in Ash-Sham. And remember, this Busra is the same area where Prophet Muhammad went with his uncle when he was a young boy. And there was a hermit in his hermitage, means there was a person like a monk in his hut. And when he saw them, he said, ask the people who just came, is there anyone from Mecca, from Al-Haram? Talha said, I am from Mecca. He told him, this hermit, asked Talha, did Ahmad show up? Did Ahmad, appear yet? Talha said, I asked him, who is Ahmad? He said, Ahmad, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib. This is the month during which he will show up. And he is the last prophet. And he will leave Mecca and go to an area which has date trees, palm trees, has rocks. So he describes something that refers to Al-Madinah. So Talha said, I was affected by the words of this hermit. And I left the area quickly until I reached Mecca. And I asked the people of Mecca, did anything happen in Mecca? They said, yes. Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the trustworthy Al-Amin, he claimed to be a prophet. And Abu Bakr, the son of Abu Quhafa, followed him. He believed in him. So I went to Abu Bakr, and I told him what the hermit had told me. So he took me, we went together, to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I became a Muslim at the hands of Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa sallam. So it means because of Abu Bakr, Az-Zubayr met the Prophet and became a Muslim. And then I told the Prophet about what the hermit told me. So the Prophet alayhi salam was very happy with this news. After Talha became Muslim, it is mentioned that a man who was very tough, known to be, skilled in fighting, people feared him in Mecca, called Nawfal ibn Khuwaylid, who was the brother of Khadija, the wife of the Prophet. Nawfal ibn Khuwaylid, he took Abu Bakr and Talha and tied them together with a rope. And his tribe, the tribe of Talha, could not do anything about it because they were scared of this Nawfal. And that's why people referred to Abu Bakr and Talha as the associates or the friends, because they were tied together by this man. When Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam went to Al-Madinah, immigrated to Al-Madinah, he did something which was very important, to pair up one Muslim from Mecca with one Muslim from Al-Madinah. So one of the Muhajirun, the immigrants, and one of Al-Ansar. He paired up men like that. And it happened that Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam paired between Talha and Abu Ayyub Al-Ansari, the man at whose house the Prophet was staying for a while until his mosque and the quarters of his wives were built. Talha radiallahu anhu attended all the battles with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, with the exception of Badr. He did not participate in Badr. And the reason is that Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when he heard about the caravan that carried the trade of Quraysh, he sent two of his companions, Talha and Sa'id ibn Zayd, another person of the ten. He sent these two companions to scout to find out news about this caravan. So both of them went out of Al-Madinah towards the area of Ash-Sham, and they passed by the caravan, and they wanted to go back and tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what they saw. By the time they got to Al-Madinah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had gone to Badr, and the battle had taken place. So they missed the battle of Badr. However, because the Prophet alayhi salam was the one who sent them away to find information about the caravan, he still gave them shares from the battle, the spoils of the battle of Badr, of the battle of Badr. Radiallahu anhuma. So they were as if they participated in the battle and they had their own share. In a book called Sayyiru A'lam al-Nubala, authored by a man called Al-Dhahabi, it is narrated that Talha received some of his money from the area of called Hadramaut. Hadramaut is the area in the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula. It's like the southern part of Al-Yemen. And he received 700,000 dirham, 700,000 silver dirham or dirham. And that's a lot of money, even if you say 700,000 pennies, that's a lot of money. So, but this is dirham, silver dirham. So, he was restless about having them. So he told his wife. His wife noticed that. She asked him, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "Well, I'm just thinking tonight, what would be the case of a man who sleeps overnight having his money in this house? What is this person's reliance on Allah? What could you say? Is this person reliant on Allah by keeping this money?" So he's just referring to himself that if I really was very reliant on Allah, I would not keep this money around and fear that if I spend it, I'll become poor. I should be spending it for the sake of Allah. And of course, this was night time. So his wife told him, and this, his wife is one of four wives. This wife is Kulthum, the daughter of Abu Bakr. Kulthum, the daughter of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr had several daughters, Asma, Aisha, and Kulthum was a third daughter. So this wife, Kulthum, said to his to her husband, "When the morning comes in, then ask for big bowls or platters, and put in these, divide this money in these platters, and then distribute it to the people that you know deserve it." He was very happy. He said, "Rahimakillah, anti muwaffaqa bintu muwaffaqa." He said, "May Allah have mercy on you. You are, you know, an inspired woman, the daughter of an inspired man," because she was the daughter of Abu Bakr. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in you the right words, the right decision. So when the morning came, he divided it among the immigrants and al-Ansar. The immigrants, al-Muhajireen, the people of Mecca, and al-Ansar, the people of al-Madinah. And he sent one of those platters, if you want, full of silver to Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali was one of those who gave. It doesn't mean that he gave everybody charity, no. He was giving charity and also, you know, presents or offers. So his wife told him after he divided that money, she told him, does our house have any share in this money? 700,000 dirham. So did our house have any share in this money? He told her, look, there is a pack of money there. So she went and she looked in it and there was 1,000 dirham that was left out. So out of 700,000, he kept only 1,000 for the family. So Talha is known through history and in many books of seerah, is known for his extreme generosity. One of the stories that a Bedouin came, asked him, and he used the name of a relative of Talha. So he told him, I am asking you by this relative, and he named him. So Talha said, well, nobody asked me by this relative before you. You're the only, the first one who asked me because of that relative. So he told him, I have a land which Uthman had offered to me. Means Uthman wanted to buy it, and he offered 300,000 dirham. So he told him, go and take it from Uthman. Take the land, and then Uthman will buy it from you for that money. Or if you want, I will buy it, I will sell it to Uthman, and get the money, and I'll give you the money. Then this man said, yeah, just give me the money. He didn't want to go through the trouble of selling the land and get the money. He said, you sell it and give me the money. So, Talha gave him the money. Gave him the money. That's 300,000. Also, Talha would not leave anyone from his tribe, from the tribe of Taim, the same tribe as Abu Bakr, needy, but he would help him. If he knew of a member of his tribe that was needy, he would just give him what is enough. And he would also pay his own debts, the debts of this member of the tribe. And he used to send to Lady Aisha, means after the Prophet died, he used to send to Lady Aisha 10,000 dirham every year, just as a gift. And it is narrated that he paid the debts of one of the companions named Subayha ibn al-Harith. He paid his debt, which was 30,000. This person is just spending money for the sake of Allah, helping people. And one time, he paid the debt of two people, Ubaydullah ibn Ma'mar, a companion, and Abdullah ibn Amir ibn Quraiz. They owed some money, 80,000, and he paid their debt, that 80,000, for them. And these two people are great people, Ubaydullah and Abdullah. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam praised Talha with many terms. He called him Talhatul Khair, Talhatul Fayyad, and Talhatul Jud. He gave him those three names. Talha said that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam called me Talhatul Khair in the Battle of Uhud, and Talhatul Fayyad in the Battle of Tabuk, Yawm al-Usra, and Talhatul Jud in the Battle of Hunayn. And the three names mean the one who is generous, the one who pays like in large amounts. So that was testimony from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Talha would give people without waiting for them to ask him. He would just pay people money without making people needing people to ask him. One time, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam passed in an area next to Al-Madinah, and the area is called Dhu Qarad, and there was water in that area that was salty. The water was salty. So the Prophet passed by that area because he led a campaign against the Bedouins who attacked the Muslims, you know, and killed some of them and took the animals of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, means the camels. So the Prophet went to discipline these people, these Bedouins, and of course he got what he needed. So when he passed by that area, he passed by an area by a body of water, and the water happened to be salty. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam changed the name of the water. The water used to be called Baysan, he called it Nu'man. And the salty water, the Prophet said, no, this is sweet water. The Prophet said, this is sweet water. It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the water from being salty to becoming sweet water, which means it was a miracle for the Prophet. So this water became the Prophet's. Talha bought that water and then he gave it as charity. It means anybody could use that water. So the Prophet told him, Ya Talha, ma anta illa fayyar. Ma anta ya Talhatu illa fayyar. That's why he is called Talha al-Fayyar. Talha, the one who is very generous. So these are news of his generosity. Now, Lady Aisha radiallahu anha narrated from her father, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anha, that every time the battle of Uhud was mentioned, Abu Bakr would say, ذَلِكَ كُلُّهُ يَوْمُ طَلْحَةٍ. He said that day was all for Talha. That day was all for Talha. The battle was all for Talha. He said, remember the battle of Uhud, the Muslims, when the archers left their positions, the enemy came from behind of the Muslims, and then the Muslims were surprised, and there was some chaos, and the Prophet was surrounded by few people. So Talha was one of those who stayed firmly around the Prophet, protecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And in one area of the battlefield there were 12 men with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So 12, 11 and Talha around the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the blasphemers came to where the Prophet. The Prophet said, who would go out and fight these people who are attacking us? A man said, Talha said, I'll do it. The Prophet did not answer him. Another man said, I'll do it. The Prophet said, yes, you go. And then that man went out. He attacked the enemy. He got killed. Then another one got killed. Another one got killed. Until Talha was the 12th, the last among those 12, and he fought as much as the 11 before him fought, just by himself. And while he was doing this, people would, you know, throw arrows at the Prophet, or try to hit the Prophet with a sword and so on. And he would use his hand to protect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And because of that, his finger was cut, and also it was paralyzed. He got a lot of blows by a sword, by swords, and, you know, stabs with the spears, and also, you know, arrows in his body. Abu Bakr said, the Prophet said, go and check your friend Talha. So Abu Bakr went, and Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah went and checked on Talha, and he was lying down, bleeding. And then Abu Bakr said, we found about 70, you know, blows and, you know, arrows, you know, and stabs of spears in his body. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said a sentence, أَوْجَبَ طَلْحَ, on the day of Uhud. The Prophet said, أَوْجَبَ طَلْحَ. It means, because of what Talha did today, he did what makes him deserve paradise. Deserve means, of course, by the grace of Allah. Allah, nobody, Allah is not obligated to admit anyone into paradise. But according to the promise of Allah, Talha did what makes him deserve that promise. So, أوجب طلحة, يعني فعل ما يستحق به ما تجب به له الجنة. And during this battle of Uhud, at one point in time, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was wearing two shields. And of course the Prophet was attacked, so he dropped to the floor, to the ground, and he wanted to get up, and then the Prophet wanted to climb a rock. So the Prophet could not do that, could not climb that rock, get on the top of this rock. So Talha bent down so that the Prophet would climb on his back and would get on top of that rock. In that battle, we mentioned different things, but the nose of the Prophet was hit, the front teeth of the Prophet were hit also, and we mentioned what happened to Talha, that one of his fingers was cut, and also he had paralysis in his hand. His daughter said that he had a big cut in his head. She said it was cubical, means that it's like a depth in his head. And she said that his sciatic was cut. His sciatic nerve was cut. And he was very tired, almost dizzy during the battle. Also the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, out of exhaustion in the battle, he had that dizziness. That's close to faint. But Talha was defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this battle, few people paid allegiance to the Prophet. They promised the Prophet that they would fight until they died. And Talha was one of those. Abu Bakr, of course, was Umar, Az-Zubayr, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Sahl ibn Hunayf, Abu Dujana were among those people who paid allegiance to the Prophet, that they would fight until death. Now, Talha radiallahu anhu died in the battle of the camel. If you remember, Talha and Az-Zubayr and Aisha left Mecca to Al-Kufa against the will of Ali radiallahu anhu, the caliph at the time. And then the two armies of Ali and Muawiyah encountered each other. So Ali radiallahu anhu asked to talk to Talha, and he told Talha, don't you know that the Prophet said, من كان علي مولاه فأنا مولاه، اللهم والي من مولاه وعاد من عاداه. Don't you know that the Prophet said, if someone supports Ali, I support him, or Allah support whoever supports Ali, and be the enemy of the one who is an enemy of Ali. Talha said, yes, I forgot. And because of this, he pulled out of the opposing camp. Now, there was a man called Marwan ibn al-Hakam, who is from the family of Umayyah, of Muawiyah. He saw him pulling out. He threw, shot him with an arrow, and he bled until he died. And this happened on a Thursday in the after 10 nights of Jumad al-Akhirah in the year 63 Hijri. Now, Imam al-Hakim mentioned in his book Al-Mustadrak, he said that a man called Thawr ibn Majza'ah said, I passed by Talha, the son of Ubaidillah, on the day of the camel, and he was lying down, dying. So I stopped at his place, and he raised his head, and he said, I see a man whose face is like the moon, beautiful. He's referring to this man, Thawr. Who are you? He said, I'm from the companions of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali. He said, okay, extend your hand and I will pay allegiance to you, means to Ali, that he is the rightful caliph. So he said, I extended my hand and he paid allegiance to me. And then he died. So I went to Ali, this man, Thawr. He said, I went to Ali and told him what happened. And Imam Ali said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aballahu an yudkhila Talhat al-Jannata illa wa bay'ati fi 'unuqih. So he said, Allah is great, Allah is great. The Messenger of Allah is truthful. He said the truth. Because Talha is one of the 10 who were promised with Al-Jannah. So he must die in a state of obedience to go into paradise. So Ali said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that Talha would enter paradise having had paid allegiance to me. Means in a state of obedience. Then Talha was buried in that area next to some grass. So someone narrated that his name is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. So his father said, Jud'an, that a man saw Talha in his dream. And in the dream, Talha told this man, remove my grave from the water. The water has come to me, because it's an area which is moist. So he went to Ibn Abbas, this man who saw the dream, Jud'an, and he told Ibn Abbas about it. And Ibn Abbas was the governor at the time of Al-Basra in Iraq. So Ibn Abbas bought a certain land, a house, with 10,000 dirhams. And then they moved him from his grave to that area away from the water. And then they looked at his body. The body that was in contact with the water was green from the water, but the body was soft and fresh as on the day he was killed. Because he was a martyr. He was killed unjustly. Now, two sons of Talha, Musa and Isa, they narrated from their father that some people came, some companions of the Prophet came to him, and they said to a Bedouin who came asking, they were like, they did not dare to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a question, so they saw that Bedouin and they told him, go and ask the Prophet this question. So he went and he asked the Prophet, جاء يسأل عمن قضى نحبه. There is an ayah in Al-Quran that some people عاهدوا الله فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. So he was asking about this ayah that says some people were martyred. So he said, who are these people who were martyred? So the Prophet ﷺ would not answer him. He just turned away from him. This man kept on asking the Prophet, who are those who were martyred? And the Prophet did not say anything. Then Talha said, I showed up at the door of the masjid. And then the Prophet ﷺ saw me. Then he said, where is this man who was asking, who would be martyred? Then the man said, yes, here I am. He told him, this man. And he pointed to Talha radiallahu anhu, that he would be dying as a martyr. In another hadith, the Prophet said, من أراد أن ينظر إلى شهيد يمشي على رجليه فلينظر إلى طلحة بن عبيد الله. The Prophet said, whoever would like to look at a martyr walking on his feet, let him look at Talha, the son of Ubaydullah, radiallahu anhu. One man called Uqbah al-Yashkuri said, I heard Ali ibn Abi Talib say, سمعت أذناي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. So this man, Uqbah al-Yashkuri, said, I heard Ali ibn Abi Talib say, my ears, means the ears of Ali, my ears heard the Messenger of Allah say, طلحة والزبير جارايا في الجنة, that Talha and Az-Zubayr are my neighbors in paradise. We already talked about Az-Zubayr last time, and here we are talking about Talha. Also, it's narrated from Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, إني لأرجو أن أكون أنا وطلحة والزبير وعثمان ممن قال الله ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرر متقابلين. And Ali said, I hope that I would be among those whom Allah referred to in Al-Quran in Surah Al-Hijr, verse 74, that I, Talha, Zubair, and Uthman will be among those whom Allah said that He took the hatred out of their hearts. They have no hatred towards each other, and they would be in paradise sitting on beds facing each other, means in paradise. Then, lastly, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab, one of At-Tabi'un, said, a man used to cuss Talha, Az-Zubayr, Uthman, and Ali. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, one of the 10, would tell him, stop it, don't do it. He would forbid him. But this man would not stop. He would tell him, do not cuss my brothers, the companions. And he would refuse. Then Sa'd, radiallahu anhu, went up, he prayed 2 rak'ahs, and then said, Allahumma in kana sukhtan laka fima yaqul, yani in kana ma yaqul hadha ar-rajul yastahiqu bihi al-iqab, fa arini fihi al-yawma aya waj'alhu lin-nasi 'ibra. So, O Allah, if this what this man is doing, he deserves by it your punishment. O Allah, I ask you today to show me a sign in this man, the one who's cussing Ali and Uthman and Talha and Az-Zubayr, and make him a lesson for people. Let people learn lesson from what had happened to him. So this man went, and a big strong camel came among the people, just ran through the people, you know, targeting this man. And the camel came and sat on top of the man and crushed him on the ground. And the man died. So Sa'id ibn Musayyab said, I saw the people follow Sa'd, this companion Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And they tell him, Hani'an laka ya Aba Ishaq, ujibat da'watuk, aw ujibat da'watuk. He said, they told, tell him, congratulations Abu Ishaq, this is the kunya of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Congratulations Abu Ishaq, your dua was fulfilled. May Allah have mercy on Talha, radiyallahu anhu, the companion of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in our next lesson, we'll talk about more of these great 10 companions of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم